Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian, a very good morning. Welcome to Pittsburgh. How's everything?
Everything's good, Colin. Good to be with you guys, man.
Great to
Get ready for some, some good playoff football this weekend, I guess, hopefully.
Yeah, I know. We are, too. But we're, we're in Steeler mode a little bit more. We'll get into those games in just a minute. Do the Steelers – we've been knocking this around this morning. Do they need a complete overhaul on offense, or do they just need a little tinkering? Give it to me here, Baldy.
Well, I don't know. If you put Aaron Rodgers in that lineup, as Steeler fans, were begging back in week four when they played up in Green Bay, I would say that would fix a lot of their issues right now.
Short of getting Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or something crazy like that, what is the best avenue, you think? I mean, I'd love to see them add a veteran free agent to push Rudolph and Haskins, but then also keep an eye to the draft in case something does fall to them there at 20 that they like.
Well, I mean, I think they – I don't know. I mean, maybe Mason Rudolph, just emerges as, Josh Allen, or maybe Dwayne Haskins, becomes some great pocket quarterback that reads defenses really fast. But I haven't seen it. I mean, they may change. They may, under Matt Canada and Mike Tomlin, they might really develop. But I haven't seen it, while they've, been given plenty of opportunities to play. So, I mean, if they think one of those two guys are it, I think that they'll, struggle on offense next year. And I'm not here to downgrade it. It's just, what the eye test says. And, I think they need an upgrade, a big upgrade at that position. And, I mean, you can look at all these teams that have elite quarterbacks and, and where they're at right now and those that don't have it. And so I think that's where they're at. I think they've got to find a guy like they found Ben, and they need to build around him just the way Buffalo is doing, the way Kansas City is doing, the way these teams that are winning every year are doing right now.
Now, Brian, I know that Rodgers is a generational talent among a few of them that we have now, but could a quarterback like that alone make up for the deficiencies along the offensive line? Don't they need to upgrade that position first before they worry about a quarterback?
Well, look, Green Bay has won more games in the NFL than any team over the last 3 years. And Aaron Rodgers missed one of those games in the last 3 years. And they went to Kansas City with Jordan Love, and I'm not here to knock Jordan Love, but Jordan Love went in there, they couldn't score a touchdown. I mean, this team, scores with the best of them in this business, and Aaron Rodgers in the lineup, probably who knows what he does against Kansas City back in week six or wherever it was. I think it makes a big difference, when you're converting third downs and, you're finding a weakness in the defense and you have elite movement when things break down up front to get the ball out. I mean, he started at quarterback this year with Yosh Nyman playing left tackle, who had never played in this league in his life. John Runyon, who was in his second year but had never played. A rookie, center. It didn't matter who was in front of him. Like, he just made everybody better around him on offense and defense. So, yeah, I think it makes that kind of a difference.
Baldy, I watched the Steeler. The Steeler game was always going to be that. The Chiefs were going to put it on them or at least be well ahead of them, I thought, and they were just a better football team. But one thing I always marvel at, and maybe you can speak to this a little bit, Patrick Mahomes' ability to handle the ball, I've never seen anything like it. The angles he throws from, underhanded, the trickery he does in terms of putting the ball in somebody's belly and then you don't know where it is. What does that do for somebody and freezes a defensive lineman or a linebacker?
Well, I mean, how many different ways can you throw a shovel pass? I mean, the only thing he hadn't done is just bowl it. Like, just literally bowl the ball to Travis Kelce.
Don't tempt him, Baldy. They'll put it together.
I mean, but, you know, I don't know. I feel like I know Patrick pretty good. I did a lot of Texas Tech games when he was out there. I did his first start in college. The guy is just literally, I mean, this is an old cliche, but he's like the ultimate gym rat. Like, put a ball in his hands. Like, I don't want to, you know, he's going to compete. I don't care if it's a home run derby, if it's, you know, a three-point shooting contest. You put a ball in that guy's hands. Like, that guy is, he's born to do that stuff. They're not like that, you know, everywhere. I mean, a lot of these quarterbacks, they go to these, you know, elite 11 schools and they compete against 7-on-7. And this guy is just the ultimate athlete of every sport. I'll bet he's a world-class ping pong player. And I feel like I am too, so I'd love to take him on at ping pong. But I have a feeling it would look a lot like Pittsburgh and Kansas City, you know, last Sunday night.
You'd hang in there for a while, and then things would go sideways, right?
For a little while.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, with us on the Fan Morning Show. We were talking the other day about sort of the physical mold that a lot of the quarterbacks left in the playoffs are cut from. They're big dudes. There's not a smaller one than Jimmy G at 6'2". And the mobility part aside from it, Baldy, what do you make of that for what it means of the future of quarterbacks in the NFL?
Look, the NFL can only take what the college game gives you. And so what is the college game giving you? I mean, it's not giving you a whole lot of Mac Joneses. It's giving you elite athletes are now playing, you know, quarterback, you know, like Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. They're going to the quarterback position. They used to play other sports. They used to play other positions. Now they're like, let's put them at quarterback. Let's make them a dual option, dual threat guy. You know, and that's kind of what the NFL has to choose from. So I don't think you're going to see a lot of, you know, 6-foot pocket quarterbacks like Drew Brees coming out of college that are going to be taken high in the draft. I mean, I just don't think that that's what you're going to find. I mean, Alabama used to play, you know, that style of football, but, you know, they're going to change. Georgia's changing. I mean, all the elite programs, you know, they're going to get their hands on the best athlete. They're going to put them at quarterback. And eventually, they're going to end up in the NFL doing the same thing.
Brian, what's going to happen? Because the matchup that I think everybody wants to see here, because we all love offense in the NFL, you've got one team, Buffalo, with Josh Allen, that scored 7 straight touchdowns. You got Mahomes. They scored 6 straight TDs. What's going to happen on Sunday night? Or is it going to be one of those funny games where we expect it to be an offensive explosion and somehow it turns out that the defenses rule the day?
Well, I mean, Buffalo was as close to perfect as you can get, you know, on Saturday night. You know, they had 54 offensive plays. They didn't have one negative play. Like, they didn't have a running back that went for a -1, or they didn't throw a bubble screen that got tackled for a -2. Like, they didn't have a negative play. You know, it was as perfect as you could get. Now, can they duplicate that? You know, I mean, with Josh Allen, I think anything is possible. But it might be, like, I don't know how to predict it. You know, I can say, okay, well, the Bills lost the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead last year, and they said, we can't let Patrick Mahomes throw for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns and just let him do whatever he wants to our defense. So let's upgrade our defense line. So they go out and draft Gregory Rousseau, and they draft Boogie Basham, and they get Star Lotulelei back, and they look a lot better up front. In Kansas City, they get whipped in the Super Bowl by Tampa, and they said, we're not going to let this happen to our quarterback anymore. Let's go out and rebuild our offensive line. And they did. And Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith are tremendous additions to the offensive line. So both teams feel like they've improved from a year ago. You know, you can look at Week 6 and what happened in that game, and you can say whatever you want. Whoever has the ball last probably is going to win this game or have a chance to win the game.
Last thing before we let you go, we were talking about, and Chris just brought it up, the how the quarterback mold is and how these guys are built and how they're bigger and they can get out and move a little bit. You played on that 93 Eagles team, right? You were on that team with Bubby and those guys. And what would Randall Cunningham do in today's game with these rules and how they protect quarterbacks and the way offenses are?
You know, Randall would throw for 5,000. You know, and he'd run for, 1,200. I mean, he was just that type of player. In 93, he either broke his leg or tore his ACL, I forget, against the Jets, like in week four, and we kind of collapsed. But, I mean, he was on pace to do all the things that we're seeing Lamar do or Josh Allen do, or, he could do all the things that Mahomes could do. I watched a throw from Mahomes last night, just going through, I forget which game it was, but, like, literally without winding up, he threw the ball 65 yards. Like, Randall could do the same thing. He could also punt it 80 yards, So, like, there's nothing Randall couldn't do on a football field that we're watching these guys do every Sunday right now.
Brian, we thank you oh so much. As always, absolutely great guest. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure, guys. You bet.
All right,
boy. Thanks, Brian.
Weekend. Absolutely.
Yep.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.